This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
It's stating the obvious to say that the impact of the conflict on health is catastrophic.
United Nations World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus.
There are worrying signals of epidemic diseases, including bloody diarrhea and jaundice. And there have also been reports of high levels of diarrheal diseases and respiratory infections.
Speaking at an emergency board meeting, concluding it would be impossible for the WHO to improve the situation in Gaza given the ongoing violence. Heavy fighting is raging in southern Gaza in Khan Yunis as Israel presses ahead with its offensive after the U.S. blocked the latest ceasefire effort and rushed more munitions to its close ally. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rebuffed on Sunday international calls to end the Gaza war, describing them as inconsistent with supporting the war aim of eliminating Hamas. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Egyptians headed to the polls on Sunday for a presidential election in which Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is poised to win a third term as the country grapples with an economic crisis and a war on its border with Gaza. Victory would hand Sisi a six-year term, which immediate priorities would be taming near-record inflation, managing a chronic foreign currency shortage, and preventing spillover from the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Voting runs from 0700 to 1900 GMT and is spread over 3 days. This is VOA News. Philippine officials say the Chinese Coast Guard has targeted Philippine vessels with water cannon blasts and rammed one of them. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports the action causing damage and endangering Filipino crew members off a disputed shoal in the South China Sea.
The incident on Sunday occurred just a day after similar hostilities at another contested shoal. The Philippines and its treaty ally, the United States, condemned the latest confrontation near the Second Thomas Shoal. The Chinese Coast Guard said the Philippine action seriously infringed on China's sovereignty and prompted it to implement controls in accordance with laws and regulations against the Philippine attempt to transport construction materials to the Second Thomas Shoal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber called on countries on Sunday to work harder, be more flexible, and accept compromise to reach a deal on tackling climate change, including wording for the first time on the future of fossil fuels.
I want you to know that we are making good progress. We are making good progress. But as you heard me in the informal plenary yesterday that I called for in the evening, while I know we're making progress, I don't think we're making it fast enough.
In remarks made to journalists as negotiators started to tackle some of the more contentious issues in the deal, like the future of fossil fuels, Al-Jaber told nations that watering down the ambition of the deal and failure were not options. Human rights activists led around 2,000 people in a rally in Phnom Penh on Sunday to mark Human Rights Day and call for the release of detained activists and political prisoners. U.S. Ambassador to Cambodia Patrick Murphy.
The United States is committed to the Cambodian people and your aspirations for a more prosperous and democratic country where all voices are respected.
Some participants marched from the Parliament building to Democracy Square, where a ceremony with setting up a justice scales took place and were witnessed by foreign diplomats. Actor Ryan O'Neill, who was nominated for an Oscar for the tearjerker Love Story and played opposite his daughter Tatum in Paper Moon, has died. O'Neill's son Patrick said on Instagram, he died Friday, no cause was given. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.